From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says millennials, Gen Z, should be able to optimize productivity. Minister Sandiaga Uno says Indonesia ready to welcome Australian tourists. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stressed that financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and digital prowess capabilities are indispensable for millennials and the Generation Z to optimize their productivity to better face the future. The President noted in his remarks during the Millennials Upgrade Week event observed in Jakarta on Wednesday, with the two young generations constituting majority of the Indonesian population, Indonesian millennials and Generation Z will shape the nation's future. The president remarked that financial literacy is important for the millennials and Generation Z to assist them in good financial planning and balanced consumption and investment activities. Next, we have Indonesia, which is ready to welcome international tourists, especially from Australia to Bali, as the government has gradually reopened international borders, according to Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno. Australia is one of the 42 countries that are able to get visa on arrival in Bali. The minister noted while meeting Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Penny Williams, as quoted from a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, that Indonesia also has to disseminate information on Indonesia's travel policies to the international community. The policies show Indonesian concern for the safety and health of the tourists. The last national news comes from Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who put the spotlight on four key factors to optimize the Syariah financial industry and Syariah insurance industry and ensure their continuation in the country. The Vice President noted through video conferencing in Jakarta on Tuesday, the first key factor is the quality of human resources. The second factor is maintaining the Syariah value in running businesses. The third one is utilizing productive investment instruments. The last one is capitalizing on digital technology to ensure fast, easy, and cheap Syariah financial and insurance services, as well as to attract millennials and the Generation Z. Now we move to the international news. Growth in developing Asia is likely to be slower this year than expected in the previous year. The Asian Development Bank Wednesday declared war in Ukraine, expected to derail economic recovery in the region, which is still recovering from COVID-19 pandemic. Asian Development Bank in the Asian Development Outlook report, Russia's invasion of Ukraine greatly disrupts prospects for developing Asian countries that are still competing with COVID-19. We continue with French President Emmanuel Macron that would beat Marine Le Pen in the country's presidential election later this month, though Le Pen has gained ground in recent weeks, showed an Ipsos Sopra Steria Chevipov poll for Le Monde newspaper. The poll showed Macron would lead in the first round of votes on April 10 and would then beat Le Pen in the second round of vote on April 24 by 50% to 46%. The last news is from Sri Lankan doctors who said they will hold a street protest in the commercial capital Colombo on Wednesday as hospitals run out of essential drugs because of the country's worst economic crisis in decades. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa revoked a state of emergency late on Tuesday after dozens of lawmakers walked out of the ruling coalition, leaving his government in a minority in parliament as it struggles to quell protests against the crisis. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Embassy in Tunis holds sundries of Tunis during Ramadan.
The Indonesian Embassy in Tunis held a discussion program entitled Sundries of Tunisia with Gus Ambassador during the month of Ramadan. This event is aimed at introducing Tunisian civilization and Indonesia-Tunisia bilateral relation to the Indonesian people. The program is broadcast every day, starting at 70 o'clock via YouTube channel, which Indonesian Ambassador to Tunisia, Zuhairi Miswari, in a press statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Tunisia on Monday, stated that after having been in Tunis for almost 3 months, he considers that many things can be introduced to Indonesian people about Tunisian cosmopolitan civilization and the development of Indonesia-Tunisia bilateral relation. Besides, Ambassador Zuhairi further explained that Tunisia is a country in the Western Arab region which is also located in North Africa and has a long story. In the past, Tunisia, known as Carthage, had a civilization that was familiar with constitution and democracy. The country had also been ruled by the Romans and Islamic dynasties to modern times after independence in 1956. According to Ambassador Zuhairi for Indonesia, Tunisia has been a friend since the reign of President Sukarno in 1950. Although bilateral relations began in 1960, Indonesia had encouraged and supported the Tunisian independence process since the 1970s. Therefore, the bilateral relation between the two countries must be more solid and stronger in the future. Through the program, Ambassador Zuhairi hopes that the bilateral relation of both countries will be stronger on the principle of mutual respect and benefit. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 6, 1973, when Pioneer 11 was launched. Pioneer 11 is a spacecraft carrying a mission to examine Jupiter and the outer solar system, and the first mission to examine Saturn and the rings that surround it. Launched from Cape Canaveral on April 6, 1973, Pioneer 11 crossed Jupiter from a distance of 34,000 km in December 4, 1974, and managed to take photos of the Great Red Spot. Pioneer 11 crossed Saturn from a distance of 21,000 km on September 1, 1979, discovered two new moons, and sent photos of the planet's rings to Earth. Moving on to the event on April 6, 1994, about the assassination of the presidents of Rwanda and Burundi marked the beginning of the Rwandan genocide. A plane carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundian President Kyiprin Ntaryamira, both of Hutu ethnicity, was shot down by opposing militant groups, killing everyone on board. This incident triggered a genocide by a group of Hutu extremists in Rwanda against the Tutsis. In just a few hours after Juvenal Habyarimana was killed, the whole place in Rwanda was immediately blockaded. We end Today in History with an event on April 6, International Sports Day for Development and Peace. April 6 was declared the International Sport Day for Development and Peace at the United Nations General Assembly in 2013. The date refers to the date on which the first modern Olympics began in 1896. International Sports Day is dedicated to appreciate the hard work done every day by the sports organization, athletes, coaches, and non-governmental organizations that play a fundamental role in spreading the values of sport education to people of all ages around the world. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Transportation Ministry, through the Air Transport Directorate General, encouraged the improvement of flight safety in Indonesia, which was known as the State Safety Program. That was stated by Air Transport Director General Novi Rianto in a hearing session with the House of Representatives Commission 5 in Jakarta on Tuesday. Novi said this program was mandated in the air transport policy and regulation of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Novi said in general, the flight safety performance in Indonesia is good based on some indicators. According to the Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program Effective Implementation, the index was 80.84% of the 60% target, then achieved satisfactory index from the aerodrome certification. Then, the European Union safety list was achieved as unrestricted. It was 1.8 of the zero targets in the global aviation training activities, while the corrective action plan update was achieved 3.4 out of the zero targets. However, one performance was still not achieved, namely the protocol question for State Safety Program Foundation, or PQSSP. Novi Rianto further said the PQSSP Foundation target with a 100% index was really necessary. So in 2025, the State Safety Program Foundation implementation would meet the target of the ICAO. According to Novi Rianto, stakeholders must attempt to complete all the PQSSP Foundation findings in 2022. Those findings include the involvement of Transportation Ministry in the inspector and investigator recruitment, inspector sufficiency, training program for medical certification assessor, function separation of the regulator and operator organizations in the Air Transport Directorate General, and revising the law number 1/2009. Novi Rianto said they will evaluate the working scope and relations with the directorate and external institutions related to the flight safety so that the state safety program team can work optimally.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa ku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memandai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bogor is a city located approximately 60 kilometers south of the capital Jakarta, has many natural attractions and museums to visit. One of museums which is worth visiting is the Bogor Zoological Museum in West Java. This museum has a collection which is related to the animal world, such as various preserved specimens and animal fossils. The museum is divided in two, one of which is open daily to the public, and it contains an exhibition space located on Jalan Insinyur Haji Juanda No. 9 Bogor, which is adjacent to the Bogor Botanical Garden, while another all function as a collection point and it's only open to the public once a year in October, located at the Cibinong Science Center, precisely on Jalan Jakarta Bogor, kilometer 46 Cibinong Bogor. Both parts of the museum are managed by the Zoology Division of the Biological Research Center, LIPI. The Zoological Museum was founded in 1894 on the brainchild of the Dutch science G.C. Koenigsberger under the name Landbouw Zoologisch Laboratory. The establishment of the museum was inspired when the G.C. Koenigsberger previously visited the Colombo Museum in Sri Lanka. The building functioned originally as laboratory for research related to algiculture and zoology. The establishment of the museum is included in the master plan of the Aslands Pantanjuin or Bogor Botanical Gardens. The museum's collection site has 24 collections rooms and was only occupied in 1997, with the construction being funded by grants from the World Bank and Japan. The scientific collection owned by this museum includes categories which as mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians, molluscs, insects, and other invertebrates. There are not molluscs and insects.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara
aku mau.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. Today's topic is ungkapan kemungkinan, or in English, possibility expression. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on ungkapan kemungkinan, which means possibility expressions. The conversation takes place between Kevin and his colleague Mela over the phone. Kevin has a fever. Kevin states the possible cause of his fever. Let's listen to their conversation.
Mel, aku demam.
Kenapa?
Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, ungkapan kemungkinan, which means possibility expression. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Demam. Demam, which means fever. Aku kehujanan. Aku kehujanan, which means I got caught in the rain. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini, which means maybe I won't work today. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means perhaps because yesterday I got caught in the rain. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. In that expression, there is the word mungkin. Mungkin, which means maybe. The word mungkin, which also means perhaps or may, is used to convey possibility. The speaker wasn't really sure what he was saying. For example, mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Let's listen to example of a phrases to convey the possibilities. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have a fever. Kenapa? Kenapa, which means why. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Another example. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini, which means maybe I won't work today. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have fever. Besides using the word mungkin, mungkin, which means maybe, to express the possibility, you can use the word barangkali, which means perhaps. For example, barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means perhaps because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian for today, for more details, I'll bring you the sample of conversation one more time.
Mel, aku demam.
Kenapa?
Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan.
This edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Sumatra entitled Dayuang Palinggam. The song Dayuang Palinggam is familiar to people of Palinggam in Padang City, West Sumatra. the people of West Sumatra are used to going out from their region, and the song Dayung Palinggam is an advice for nomads. The song's lyrics of Dayung Palinggam, which consists of pantun or rhyming poetry, has a message for them to keep good behavior and not to do wrong things for the sake of their goodness in another region. Well, listener, here is the song Dayung Palinggam by Eli Kasim.
Voice of Indonesia.
Remaja putri remaja
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.